In a major test of his hold on power, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is being challenged for the leadership of his party. Weakened by a corruption scandal, he's waiting for tens of thousands of Likud party members to cast their ballot in a vote that'll decide his fate. Samantha Donovan prepared this report.
Facing charges in three corruption cases, the beleaguered Benjamin Netanyahu is imploring the members of his party to back him.
We cannot let the rain and wind beat us. Our spirit is stronger than the wind outside. I ask you, we walk together and we brought about great things to the country. And in order for us to continue bringing about great things to the country, we need you to go vote for me, for you.
But long-time party member Gideon Saar thinks it's time he took over Likud.
Ken ha-metziut, ha-politit, hi she-yatzra avuri.
And so the political reality created for me the necessity, the duty to present an alternative. And I know I will be able to form a government led by Likud, that I will be able to save the nationalist camp, that I will be able to unite the people of Israel.
Sharon Haskell, a Likud lawmaker, is supporting Gideon Saar.
Because Israel has been in a political turmoil for the past two elections, unfortunately we weren't able to form a government. I do believe that Gideon Saar is the one that will be able to actually form it.
Likud party member Leon Ribenik is sticking with the leader of 14 years, Netanyahu.
I came here to vote today. I'm going to vote for the current Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm voting because I think Saar's tactics of sitting on the bench and not trying to do anything active in the public field is wrong. I prefer people who take action.
Dr. Ofer Koenig, a research fellow at the Israel Democracy Institute, sees this election as a landmark.
It is the first time in 14 years that we have a real contest for the Likud leadership. We have seen several contests since 2005, which were more of a democratic show rather than real competition for Netanyahu, against Netanyahu. This time he has a worthy challenger, if we can say, and I think that a lot will depend on the turnout. Will there be a lot of Likud members showing in the polling stations? And again, I think that even if Gideon Saar would record a 40% or 45% performance, it would be very good for him and perhaps a bit worrying for Netanyahu's position in Likud.
But Dr. Koenig isn't convinced even Gideon Saar thinks he can win.
I don't think that Gideon Saar has high chances of defeating Benjamin Netanyahu. And to be honest, I'm not sure that Saar himself is looking for defeating Netanyahu. I think his main object is to put himself in a position of the next in line after Netanyahu will retire in the coming months or year. And having said that, primaries are a very unpredictable unpredictable contest. So we may wake up on Friday morning to a big, big surprise.
Israel Democracy Institute research fellow Ofer Koenig ending Samantha Donovan's report.